Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
Today FM.
And so I put up a thing yesterday about Frank O'Connor, and I think it was Dolly O'Shea actually, who we're going to now in a second. He put it up first, and then I was just wishing best wishes to all the pubs like O'Connor's. Frank O'Connor put it up. I think they're in Salt Hill there, and after being closed for over 6 months, final preparations in place for a reopening of family pub O'Connor's. Thank you so much for all the calls, messages of goodwill, and I'd say that's happening all around the country. So good luck to all of the publicans who are opening up their business again, and hopefully they get great support from the local community and beyond. And we wish you the very best. It's only 25 counties at the moment. Hopefully we'll be back to 26. But if we're careful out there, or if we're not careful out there, maybe it'll be down to less counties. So everybody got to do the right thing. So let us go to Dahi, who should be down there and standing by at the moment. Dahi O'Shea is standing outside his local. How are you, Dahi? And Kerry, how are you?
Well, by Jesus, boy, today's the day, huh? Ian, the big day, 6 months in the desert. No Rosa Tralee, no party after the Rosa Tralee, but now I'm going to make up for it, boy. The wet pubs are open. I tell you, Dahi is going to get soaked. I'm going to get wet, boy. I'm going to get wet today. I'm going to get soaked wet. I've taken the day off. I'm going to skelp into a few. Ned, open it up, your boy.
No, better, man.
Dahi's home. Hallelujah, boy. He's letting me in there, Ian. I'm going to sit down and wait for him. Got a point. Hold a nice slow one there. Back in the mile. Good luck, Dave.
Good luck. Cheers. Okay, let's go to Mayo as well. Oh, Enda Kenny is there. He's standing by. Good morning, Enda. Big day for the pub. Big day for the pubs across Ireland, across the country.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Ian. It is a big day for the pubs here in Mayo. And here in Mayo, they are standing by. Boom, boom. They're poised. Ready, like greyhounds, trap four. And we have to support them, Ian. And as a politician, as a responsible politician, I never thought I'd say these words. But today, everybody in Ireland must start drinking.
Right, okay.
Serious.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, what other way can we put it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to support your local pubs, get in there and start hoovering them down.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Okay, well, thanks very much.
And I'll be having a pint myself, Ian, yeah, in my local. I'm going to order a cold black one,
right,
a creamy one. Okay. No pizza, no burritos, no chicken wings, none of that 10 euro, 9 euro nonsense, no 10 packages of King Crisps, just one tall black creamy pint.
Stop, will you? Stop.
I'm going to look at it.
I'm in Dublin.
I'm going to line it up on the counter.
Please.
I'm going to watch the drips drip down the front of it.
Oh, stop it, Enda.
I'm going to run my finger from
the
rim of the glass all the way down.
Come on!
I'm going to then line it up. I'm going to lift it.
Oh.
And then I'm going to slowly shink it. And then I'm going to lick that frothy moustache off my top lip. Down the hatch, by.
Oh,
and I might even have another one. Oh. And after that, I might have a third.
Sorry.
You never know what'll happen.
It's Keith.
And I'm going to keep licking and
okay. Sorry, we've got Keith on the line. How are you, Keith?
How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Not very well.
Oh, okay.
Could you ask your listeners in the country to stop contacting your show, please? Excuse me, I am trying to speak.
Sorry.
As it is making listeners here in the capital very uncomfortable and very uneasy.
Keith, come on. It's been 6 months. They're just looking forward to a nice, quiet pint.
A certain gloating tone has been detected among some of your callers. This is, in my view, akin to mocking the afflicted who cannot enjoy the same privileges as their rural brethren. It is also very possibly in violation of some United Nations human rights charters concerning pints or something like that.
Right.
My mouth is currently full of saliva.
Right.
Now, a formal complaint is forthcoming and will be held in due course and sent to your group CEO, Mr. Adrian Searle. Thank you for your time and good morning to you, buddy.